But first, former President Jacob Zuma's fraud and corruption case back in court in Pietermaritzburg today. Zuma and French company Thales face fraud, racketeering, corruption and money laundering charges. Senior state prosecutor advocate Billy Downer, he was there speaking, of course, the former president's attorney, also the legal representative for Thales, advocate Barry Rue SC, appearing before Judge Nkosinathi Chili this morning. Both the defense and the accused telling the court they were ready to commence with the trial. So that is now going to start in May this year. The state saying it's lined up 217 witnesses for the trial. That's going to take us a long time. But have a listen to what advocate Billy Downer said in court this morning.
All the issues pre-trial, and it is quite a milestone, my lord, and I thank my learned friends for being able to reach this milestone. And so with the consent of the court and with the stamp of approval of the court, we would ask that the draft order be issued.
Yes, thank you.
My lord, just the final issue, we don't have accused here in court, which is of course unusual. Your lordship will know from the pre-trial minutes that Mr. Durand cannot be here today, so I'm informed. So the state has excused him. We don't have any issues. Naturally, it's for the court to determine. Same with Mr. Zuma, accused number one. He has asked formally us not to object and to excuse him. We have effectively done that. Naturally, the court determines the issues.
That's Advocate Billy Downer there just explaining why Zuma wasn't in court today. He didn't need to be there, and they are now going to start that trial in May. Let's speak to Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, who is in Pietermaritzburg watching that for us. Nkosikona, take us through proceedings this morning.
Well, Mandy, it was indeed a short court proceeding with the advocate Billy Downer really setting the tone, saying that they had met with the state, that is, had met with the defense team of both Mr. Jacob Zuma and the French arms company Thales, and that the pre-trial matters in this corruption case had actually been concluded, and all parties had agreed for the 17th of May to be the trial date. Judge Nkosinathi Chili of the Pietermaritzburg High Court listened and heard and conceded to the request that was made by the state and the accused on the matter. So we now know that finally this matter that has been going on for at least over 15 years will finally be heard and will go to trial, Mandy. It did occur in absentia of the accused, that is Mr. Jacob Zuma and French arms company, but of course the state understood, said that they are not going to challenge us in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that the state had been had received assurance that the accused, Mr. Jacob Zuma and French arms company Thales representative Pierre-Marie Durand will be present in court on the 17th of May. From that date, we'll start hearing the testimonies of not less than 217 witnesses.
Sure, 217 witnesses for this corruption trial that is lined up. The NPA seems to be confident that it's ready, despite what the Jacob Zuma Foundation says. Are we clear yet, and I'm not sure if you know the answer to this, around whether Judge Nkosinathi Chili, will he be hearing the trial as well?
Well, this is not yet clear, Mandy. And I mean, there's been so many different judges that have been hearing this matter over the past few weeks. I mean, at first we had a full bench, and at the last court's appearance, we had Judge Nompumelelo Hadebe, and we had Judge Nkosinathi Chili here. It's that sort of detail is not yet clear on the matter. But what has been confirmed is that the Pietermaritzburg High Court is ready to hear the matter. And indeed, of course, the state says it's ready, contrary to the claims that are being made by the Jacob Zuma Foundation.
Nkosikona, we were expecting thousands of people to turn up at court again today, like we have seen in the past. Jacob Zuma not there today, as you say, the proceedings happening in absentia. What is the scene outside the courthouse? Is there any kind of atmosphere? Anyone there protesting?
Well, Mandy, as we arrived much earlier in the court precinct, there was heavy police presence there. The Umsunduzi municipality, that is in Pietermaritzburg, had deployed its own local police force, but we also saw members of the SAPS there. The entire court precinct was really field with law enforcement officials, which was strange, given the fact that Mr. Jacob Zuma and his supporters had declared that they're going to adhere to lockdown regulations, in that we are not going to see the rallies that often, the mini rallies that often characterize the aftermath of Jacob Zuma's court appearances. Mandy.
Nkosikone, and just lastly, we did see a convoy, according to Newsroom Africa, leaving the Nkandla homestead of Jacob Zuma this morning. Do we have any idea where he may have been going or what he's up to? We know that there's the whole Zondo Commission thing happening as well, and a potential arrest that could happen at some stage. Do we know anything from Zuma about what's happening?
Well, on that regard, Mindy, Eyewitness News has not been able to confirm the details of Mr. Zuma's whereabouts for today. And this is because, we have been having this challenge with the official spokesperson of Mr. Zuma being very tight when it comes to releasing information pertaining to the former president, Mindy.
And Nkosikone Duma, EWN reporter, he's in Pietermaritzburg for us today. So that trial, it's taken more than 15 years, I think. It's been rumbling on for well over nearly two decades now. Finally, are we going to see Jacob Zuma going on trial for corruption in May this year? That date has now been set. 217 witnesses set to give evidence for the prosecution. What are your thoughts on this? What are your expectations around it? Do you think that we'll finally see a trial happening here? Send me a WhatsApp voice note.